parts you need at prices that put the brakes on your spending. Speaking of brakes, right now, get a $10 Amex Rewards card free by mail when you buy a set of Wherever Gold brake pads and two Wherever rotors. Then, complete the job with brake parts from quality brands like Cardone. All the brake parts you need, the price brakes you want.
Amex Auto Parts.
See store for details. Mail-in rebate void where prohibited.
A human rights group says it's found documents and physical evidence showing Syrians were arbitrarily detained and tortured in government prisons in the eastern city of Raqqa. Rebels overran the city earlier this year. Government health officials have been testing the water at public swimming pools, and ABC's Sherry Preston says you might not want to know what they found out.
Nothing says summer like the sound of kids in the swimming pool, except when the public pool is contaminated with E. coli.
We found that over half the pools in our study had some form of fecal contamination.
That's the CDC's Michelle Holofsa, who says if more moms and dads would take their advice.
CDC recommends that parents take their young children on bathroom breaks every 60 minutes or check the young children's diapers every 30 to 60 minutes.
There would be a lot fewer people getting sick after going swimming at the town pool.
Correspondent Sherry Preston. Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning, everyone. It's 7:04, currently 64 degrees in Greenville. I'm Billy Weaver, and this is a look at your WITN news headlines. We're gathering details about an overnight home invasion and robbery. Here's what we know so far. Greenville police say just before 1 a.m. this morning, four black men in their mid-20s broke into an apartment with a handgun. This was at the Rosemont Apartments. Police say the four were calling out someone's name specifically, but they broke into the wrong unit. Police say they didn't find the person they wanted. They found an Xbox 360, a couple of games, TV, and two cell phones they wanted. The robbers took off and no one was injured. The investigation continues. Deputies say a man stole and then sold an antique bathtub and other metals from a house while the owners were out of town. The Pitt County Sheriff's Office says 36-year-old Joseph Panicelli of Farmville admitted to stealing the tub and some of the other metals from a Winterville home. The homeowner reported the items missing after returning from vacation on Sunday. The items were sold to Foss Recycling. Panicelli faces several charges and was placed in the Pitt County Detention Center under a $5,000 bond. We'll be watching to see if a suspected bank robber in the East will make his first court appearance today. 39-year-old David Charlo of Onslow County was arrested in Pender County last night. Deputies say he robbed the First Citizens branch in Sneed's Ferry earlier in the afternoon. Onslow County Sheriff Ed Brown says a bank teller was handed a note with a death threat if money wasn't handed over. Charlo has several DWI convictions along with another for an assault on a female. Groundbreaking news to tell you about happening today from 1 to 2 today. Ghost Science will break ground on their new facility. The organization promises some hands-on science and math features with more ways to learn about those basics plus engineering and technology. That's at 729 Dickinson Avenue in Greenville. You can register online to attend. And today, a group of concerned Boy Scouts of America parents, Scoutmasters, Eagle Scouts, and other leaders are starting a nationwide series of rallies to support the current membership policy when it comes to not allowing openly homosexual members or leaders. In our state, Charlotte and Raleigh are two cities that will have rallies held around noon today. This while some delegates consider a change to the Boy Scout Association membership rules. The National Council votes on a possible rule change to allow openly gay members on May 23rd. It is currently 7:07, 64 degrees in Greenville. I'm Billy Weaver, and that's a look at your WITN news headlines.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
A cold front will approach from the north this morning, bringing a risk of a few storms this afternoon and into the evening. Otherwise, mixed clouds for your Friday and sun with a 30% chance of an afternoon thunderstorm or shower. Highs from 85 to 89 degrees. For tonight, mild with a 40% chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-60s. For your Saturday, partly sunny skies with temperatures a bit cooler. A high of 82 degrees. Tomorrow night, a slight rise in humidity keeps around the chance of an isolated shower or storm with lows in the upper 60s. And for Sunday, temps dip slightly on Sunday with a 40% chance of an isolated thunderstorm or shower with highs in the lower 80s. It is currently 7:07. We are live on location this morning in beautiful Edenton, and we kick things off right after this.
Life. It's all about choices. Good thing Bob Barber Honda gives you plenty, like the new Honda Odyssey LX. Pick your color and pay just $269 a month for a limited time. Or try a new Honda Fit Sport on for size. It fits anyone's budget at just $149 a month. Love Civics? You'll heart the new Honda Civic LX from Bob Barber for just $139 a month. Of course, if pre-owns are more your style, tap over to BobBarberHonda.com. Plenty of pre-owns, plenty of choices. And if bad credit is keeping you locked up, then come see the credit recovery pros at Bob Barber Honda. Let us help you get a new ride and get you back on the road to credit redemption. We're Bob Barber Honda at the big point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard, Greenville. Call 800-NEXT-HONDA or visit BobBarberHonda.com.
Bob Barber Honda!
36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, 4,500 total due at signing with approved credit.
Hey Pirate fans, this is Coach Billy Godwin for Trade Wilco. Trade Wilco has always been a great friend of the Pirates and a loyal Pirate Club member. There are a lot of businesses in town that also fly the Pirate Club flag to show their support. When making a decision about where to shop, where to eat, or where to buy your gas, I would like to ask you to visit our partners first. You have a lot of choices when shopping in Greenville, and I hope you support those who support our teams. Thank you, Trade Wilco, for showing us what it means to be a true Pirate.
Did you know that foundation damage is a common problem in North Carolina? Shifting soils, poor drainage, expansion, contraction, and inferior ground preparation are just some of the reasons homes begin to settle. Signs of damage are cracks in your brick, a chimney pulling away, cracks in the sheetrock, gaps around windows and doors, and even bulging and sloping floors. If you see signs like this, call the experts. Call Ramjack Foundation Repair. Ramjack has been perfecting their patented foundation repair system for over 40 years. Our expert consultants provide thorough evaluations and offer simple, affordable solutions. An independent North Carolina professional engineer designs every repair for Ramjack, and we back our work with a lifetime transferable warranty. Rely on Ramjack Foundation Repair. If you suspect foundation damage, call for your free on-site evaluation. Call 919-309-9727. That's 919-309-9727. Or visit RamjackUSA.com.
Offering cutting-edge technology and lighting design, you can create the environment that suits your living style by shopping with the staff at Lighting by Design on Fire Tower Road. With unlimited choices in the 11,000-square-foot showroom, the design team will help you choose chandeliers, sconces, table lamps, ceiling fans, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, mirrors and accessories to complement your home or office. From contemporary to traditional, your lighting options are endless at Lighting by Design Showroom, located on Fire Tower Road.
Wakey, wakey.
Y'all need to get up.
What a way to start the day. You roll out of bed and this is the first thing you get to hear?
So much for professionalism.
Aren't you lucky? This is the talk of the town.
Excellent.
On 103.7 WTIV. Now your host, Henry Hinton.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
All right, welcome in, everybody. We are live on one of the most beautiful spots in America right here. We're on the waterfront in downtown Edenton, North Carolina. Welcome to Talk of the Town on 103.7 WTIB and Cable 7 this morning. Actually, we're not on cable right now, are we? We're going to be, if you're watching on cable TV this morning, you can hear us, but you can't see us. But you will be able to, and when you see this beautiful spot, when we rerun the 8 o'clock hour tonight at 5 o'clock on television, you will see how lucky we are this morning, McGee. This is a great spot right here. We're right down on the Edenton waterfront, right next to the famous Penelope Barker House. Right here behind us, McGee, is where they had the famous Edenton Tea Party, where they threw the tea into the water. And to celebrate that later this morning, we'll be throwing you into the water.
Yeah, that's just fine with me. Just fine with me. The morning cannot be any more perfect than what it is right now.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It is just
absolutely gorgeous. If you're anywhere close to Edenton this morning in northeastern North Carolina, we invite you to come be with us. This is a big weekend here. It's part of the 300th anniversary of Edenton. And it is, of course, tomorrow's the big day. The governor will be here. Pat McCrory. McCrory is going to be calling us on the phone here in a few minutes. We'll have a chat with the governor and talk about his visit to Edenton tomorrow. We got a lot of friends down here already this morning. We hope you'll come down and be with us here on the Edenton waterfront. Boy, there's not a more beautiful place to be than right here this morning. I got to thank my buddy Wynn Dale from the Edenton Chamber of Commerce, Edenton Chowan Chamber of Commerce. And Wynn is here with us this morning. He has put this whole thing together. Albemarle Bank is our prime sponsor this morning. Also, Edenton Motors, Colony Tire, Jim Elliott, the nationwide agent here in Edenton, Waterman's Grill right up the street, the Edenton Historical Commission, the Downtown Cafe and Soda Shop, Parsonage Inn, Bed and Breakfast, Farmers Food and Farmers Foods and C&J Country Meats, our sponsors here this morning. And we are just happy to be in Edenton. We're going to be previewing what is going to be a huge day in Edenton tomorrow. If you've got no plans, or even if you do, cancel them and come up here tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to be a great day, one of the biggest days ever in Edenton. And a lot of people have asked me this week, are you serious about Edenton being as pretty? I mentioned yesterday that it's a mini Charleston kind of atmosphere here, if you've ever been to Charleston. And I was having lunch with a gentleman from Charlotte yesterday who was telling me, I'm driving up to Edenton tomorrow. You got me motivated to come up there. I want to see this mini Charleston you're talking about. Let's bring in some friends. Wynn Dale is the executive director of the the Edenton Chamber of Commerce. Wynn is here this morning. Wynn, thank you very much. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm doing great, Henry. Welcome to Edenton this morning. Glad
it's
to have you.
Chamber of Commerce weather.
Absolutely. I'm in charge of the weather this weekend. So.
This is going to be a huge day tomorrow. We're going to be previewing it. But, I mean, it's been... when we had you on earlier this week, we were talking about the fact that it's been a huge 6 months, right? Because this is the 300th anniversary is almost a year-long event up here.
Absolutely. We started this event back in November of last year. So it's been a lot of planning. The Chamber of Commerce has just been a small part of this whole planning process. There's been lots of organizations, lots of people that's been involved, but we're just happy to be a part of it.
And Michael Hare, who I don't think I've seen since high school, is here. And Michael is the senior vice president of Albemarle Bank, our marquee sponsor this morning. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Henry. Good to see you.
It's good to see you, man. It's great to be back at Chowan County. Remember you from high school, and now you're one of the big muckety mucks at Albemarle Bank up here with our friend Eric Bergevin, and you guys have done a great job. And you were even crazy enough to loan me money to mortgage my house.
Yeah, well,
did you approve that loan?
We talked a long time about that, but we kind of got approved.
I can tell you, I've had a personal experience with your bank for the last several years, and you guys have the mortgage on my home. I'm not going to lie, but it's one of the best banking experiences I've ever had. You guys are awesome.
I appreciate that. We're trying to give the good community service to each community we serve in.
Well, you're doing a great job. Let's talk about you're also the president of the Chamber of Commerce this year, so you've had a big role in putting this whole thing together and the 300th anniversary. Very exciting stuff going on up here.
Yes, we've been busy, have a very busy year. As Wynn said, the Chamber has had a small part in this. We still have a lot of Chamber activities going on that we've had to keep track with. We've had a busy year. We've had a lot of new ribbon cuttings. I'll just name a few of those for you. The first ribbon cutting we did, we went out to Chowan Golf and Country Club. They redid the back nine greens.
I heard my friend Jerry Sari is now running Chowan Country Club. Is that true?
That's correct. And they're getting that country club back in good shape and hope to have a lot of new golfers come back to town to play golf. We had a ribbon cutting downtown. John Gay opened up a Gay Studios. It's a full-service salon. It's really added to downtown. It filled a void space that's been downtown for a while. Eaton Eye Care with Stephen and Tracy Binkuski. We had a ribbon cutting for them recently. B&J Auto Sales, Jimmy and Pam Stallings had a ribbon cutting last month. And another new business in town just outside of the city limits, Chowan Recycling. It's run by Stephen and Rachel Johnson. They recycle all sorts of metals. Take your refrigerators and your washing machines, instead of throwing them in the woods, you bring them to them and they recycle.
There you go.
One of our newest members, one of our sponsors.
One of our sponsors is C&J Country Meats.
Eric, C&J Country Meats, they're here in town now. I'm glad to have them be with us.
And you got an active chamber up here, too, from what I've heard.
very active. We have a lot of activities going on each month. We just finished our first fundraiser for the year. We had a golf tournament at the country club. Very successful.
Mm-hmm.
We had a full slate of teams, and
I saw that on your Facebook page. Yeah, so I know you had a very successful golf tournament, and this area has become known as one of the best golfing areas in the country. I haven't played Chowan Golf and Country Club in many, many years, but it's beautiful with the sound views coming up on 18.
Yes, it is.
And of course, later this morning, McGee and I and some of our mm-hmm. friends, we mm-hmm. may, on the way back, find our way over to Scotch Hall.
Hey. That'd be a good place to stop.
Daniel Sumrall is going to be here later this morning.
Tee times are set, baby.
We're going to have a little golf outing on the way back today. But we are we're ecstatic to be here, and it's great to see you again, Michael.
Okay.
And congratulations on all the stuff you're doing with the Chamber.
Thank you. Can I tell you one more thing?
Absolutely.
On June the 6th, we're going to have Chamber Night at the Eaton Steamers, one of the premier collegiate venues here in the state. All of our chamber members are invited to come out, and we're just going to have a fun family night at the Eaton Steamers. So we'd like everybody to come join that.
Steamers have been a big part of the community now. For the Eaton Steamers, are part of the Summer College Baseball League. I know some of my buddies from East Carolina, Nick Schnabel, played up here on the original Eaton Steamers team, I think, and, of course, went on to be the assistant coach at East Carolina and now the assistant coach at University of Michigan. So Nick was up here. I know some other. I think John Williamson played up here with the Eatonton Steamers. Some of the great East Carolina players have been up here, and they all have raved about living in Eatonton for the summer and the great experience. And people come out and really support the Steamers, don't they?
We have a pretty close to full attendance every game.
Is that right? No kidding.
And one other thing I'll throw out real quickly: August the 9th, our Shrimp by the Bay fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have that out at Wharf Landing on the
Chowan River. Yeah,
that's another great event with good community support. And if you have time, come join us for that.
All right, we'll do. A lot of things happening in Eaton. Wynn, thanks again for setting this up. This is a lot of fun, and it's great to be in Eaton. And I know you guys are expecting a big crowd of folks here tomorrow. Give us a little rundown of what's going to happen over here tomorrow for people who might want to drive into Eaton.
Well, first thing in the morning, of course, we'll be getting set up doing the prep. But around 10 o'clock on the courthouse green, right there by the 1767 courthouse, we'll have the Maharan Indian Tribe, along with the Chowanoke Indian Tribes, doing some reenactments, some demonstrations. And then about 11:30, we're going to have a boat named the Silver Chalice, which is out of Manio, come in to Eatonton Bay. He's going to be carrying a Governor Eaton reenactor. 11:30, he'll arrive, and hopefully Governor McCrory will be here. And Governor McCrory will meet Governor Eaton coming off the Silver Chalice right
you
here.
You say hopefully. Is there still some question?
Well,
he's calling in a few minutes. You want me to put it to him that way?
I guess we've been trained over the last several weeks that nothing is confirmed until he shows up.
Well, I'm living proof of that. We thought he was coming to our Mike Huckabee event until 2 days before, but I think you're safe now. On the day before, if they haven't called and said there's a conflict, I think he'll be here. Plus, he's calling into the show this morning, so he must be coming.
That's great. That's great. We'll confirm with him when he calls.
Yeah.
But, at 11:30, they come in, they'll line up, and we'll have a short parade up Broad Street, down Water Street, up to the courthouse, and all the dignitaries will be in that parade, and then they'll unload at the courthouse green. There'll be a stage set up, and there'll be some fanfare, and the governor will make his address, and then he'll present some awards for some essay contest winners, and then it's going to be a great day.
So what time will the governor actually speak approximately on the courthouse green?
A little after 12.
12 o'clock tomorrow.
That's correct.
So if people want to see the governor, that'd be a good time to come up.
Absolutely.
And do you have something else, Mike? What was that? Jeff Smith? Oh. We got a lot of folks that are showing up over here. Y'all come on over here. I can't hear you. I can't talk to you over there. People are walking up. They're standing a long way away from us.
Hiding behind the corner of the chimney.
What happened to the sheriff? Where's the sheriff? We had the sheriff over here. We had Dwayne Goodwin, the sheriff, showed up. And we got Jeff Smith, who's one of the county commissioners that are showing up. Ed Goodwin has just shown up here this morning, who now works in the governor's office. Come on over here, Sheriff. You're not getting away with this.
Don't you feel really safe with the sheriff and Ed Goodwin both here? I can do it.
I don't know. No, I was going to ask if he's any kin to you. He's not.
Dwayne Goodwin, the sheriff of Chowan County, is here. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
Good morning, Henry. How are you?
Did you show up because there's still outstanding warrants for me from high school?
I was checking your traffic record, see what you were up to back then. It wasn't real good.
How you doing?
Doing great.
What's happened in Chowan County? Everything going smoothly over here?
Oh, we're having a good time. Excited about this weekend, and hope the weather holds out.
This is going to be a huge weekend. You may have more people in Edenton this weekend than you've ever had before. Are you ready for it?
Oh, we're ready. We're ready and excited.
Now, where are you? Have you got a run this year? Or are you in the middle of a term? Where are you right now?
I have to file again next February. So,
how long have you been the sheriff up here?
This is my seventh year.
Seventh year. And where's my buddy Fred Spruill, who was Fred was the sheriff up here. Fred and I went to we went to 12 years of school together. And I hadn't talked to Fred in a long time. How's he doing these days? He was the sheriff here for many, many, many years.
He's doing real well. I saw him Wednesday. He's around. He's got all kinds of little side jobs. He's all around.
Does he come by and bug you now, or does he leave you alone?
Every once in a while he stops by. He gives me friendly advice.
Well, it's great to see you. Thanks for coming by this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, very good. Dwayne Goodwin, the sheriff of Chowan County. A lot of friends stopping by this morning. Eddie's over there. Eddie, come on over here.
I had a question for Wynn. Do you know how old, in comparison to other cities across the state, where does Edenton rank? Is it one of the oldest? I would assume it's one of the oldest towns in the state.
Edenton is the third oldest town behind Bath, Newbern, and then Edenton.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm a little hesitant to get Ed on this early because once he starts talking, we might not get anybody else on the rest of the morning. But Ed, now you want the history of Edenton, he'll give it to you.
Good morning. So glad to see you in Edenton this morning, Henry.
Right. Ed Goodwin, who was the county commissioner chairman here for many years, ran for secretary of state, and now is the, what is your official title? You are the Eastern North Carolina office
Director for the Office of the Governor.
The Governor of North Carolina. So running around the campaign trail with McCrory did pay off a little bit, didn't it?
I guess it makes it easier to understand his positions and his talking points that they send me since I've heard it so much and we talk kind of the same talking points. So that makes it a lot easier.
Well, he's getting ready to phone in a minute. I'll make sure he knows that you're here and you're on the job this morning.
Right. That would be good. Yeah, tell him I look sharp, too.
Yeah, you're looking good, man. How you been? You doing all right?
Man, I'm doing fine.
This has got to be exciting to have such a big crowd coming to Edenton this weekend for the big 300th anniversary.
Yeah, I certainly think so, and I hope everybody's pleased when they get here and the event goes off. You've got a lot of nervous people running around trying to throw off an event like this, but I tell them you've had 300 years to prepare for this, so it should be a piece of cake.
Now, what's your role tomorrow, just making sure that the governor gets where he's supposed to be on time, that kind of thing?
Right. I'm the bona fide, glorified gopher for the weekend.
Well, you'll do a good job of that. You'll do a good job.
Well, I look forward to seeing the boss, and I look forward to seeing the boss, especially in Edenton, North Carolina.
Yeah, it's going to be fun having the governor up here, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is.
Now, talk about your role. What kind of stuff are you doing now that you're working for Governor McCrory, and you're handling the Eastern? Are you hearing mostly complaints, or are you dealing with people's problems? What are you doing exactly, Ed?
I could probably do more if I would stop getting phone calls from this station about issues and stuff. No, I'm just joking with Henry because Henry turns me on to a lot of things. A lot of people go to Henry too.
No, here's the deal. People call me now and I say, I got a number for you.
Well, I didn't want to dime you out like that, Henry, but no, it is important. I travel around and especially in this part of the eastern part of North Carolina, and I get the same old talk all the time. You mean the governor has somebody that runs around in the east? I said, yes. All governors do. And they say, well, you're the first one I've ever seen or ever stopped by and talked to. Yeah. So I listen to a lot of things. I get almost as many phone calls as I did when I ran for Secretary of State last year and emails. My home computer crashed, my laptop crashed, so I have to get another one. It just got jammed up. Too many newfangled computers hitting my old computer, I think. So I'll get that fixed. But it is a lot of fun. I just take off when I have to go to some meetings or represent the governor somewhere. I stop by a store, a country store, hardware store, a farm supply place. Anybody I see in the restaurants, I talk to them. And I keep a big notebook with me and write down their complaints or their praises and come back and I'll forward them up to someone. So someone in the governor's office or the governor himself will read them and see them and get a pulse of the people back here.
I imagine it's kind of refreshing to have somebody from this part of the state in a position like this. You know, you and I have had conversations about this before. This part of North Carolina has not had a lot of attention from Raleigh over the years. I know from growing up here and, you know, even in Greenville, we feel like even though Greenville's become kind of the hub of Eastern North Carolina, is the biggest city now, I guess, east of Raleigh, other than maybe Wilmington. We feel like we don't get the attention we deserve from Raleigh sometimes, but when you get out further east and northeast, it really becomes a problem. So it's refreshing that the governor appointed somebody up in this part of the state in such a high position.
Well, I appreciate that. When you were saying that, I thought back when we were campaigning and Governor McCrory, when he was running for office and giving his speeches and debates, he said he would ask me sometimes on the campaign trail, Ed, how'd you like my speech last night? I said, sir, I've never seen you give a speech on the TV. I said, I've seen it when I was there attending your speech. He said, you don't look at my speeches on TV? I said, we do not get North Carolina TV stations in northeastern North Carolina. We have to look at Virginia, and the governor up there wants to stay ahead of you, one step ahead of you all the time. So we do not see it.
Are there any North Carolina stations on the local cable system up here, Wynn?
Wavy TV 10.
No.
You get
Wavy TV 10, Channel 13.
Yeah, you know, I grew up watching Channel 3, 13, and 10. That's the only TV stations I knew existed in the world.
That's right. And you had to run out the door when you did and want to change the station and turn the antenna on the pole right next to the house there. Yeah, I know.
No, we were upscale at our place. We had the rotary antenna, Ed. Come on, I still got that.
Oh. I feel so diminished now, deprived in my childhood. No, I really think you're deprived because you did not get that opportunity to do such a thing as that.
No, well, I got an opportunity to do a lot of other stuff.
I know you did.
So the question is, what kind of reaction are you getting from people up here? Are people supporting the governor? This has been traditionally a very Democratic part of North Carolina.
Yes, very Democratic. I think he's got a couple of events he's going to that. Just about every there, they say, invite all the elected officials and people serving the public in certain capacities, and everybody that will be there are Democrats. But he is the governor of all people of the state, and the people in northeastern North Carolina, they have supported him. I think they will continue to support him. I get a lot of positive feedback. Maybe some people are intimidated. Not to tell them how they really feel, and that's usually the case. But it's been positive. Everything I go to, if there's a ribbon cutting somewhere, I went to a couple in Elizabeth City and Camden last week and this week, just to be there. And they said, you are the governor's representative, and you came to this. I said, you told me about it, so I came.
Yeah.
And if I find out about something like that, it shows up. And the governor in his speeches when he was campaigning, he cared about small businesses. That was, you know, the same thing we all talk. The backbone of our economy is a small business person. Yeah. So why not? Why shouldn't the governor's representative or the governor himself go to a small business ribbon cutting? And that's what we try to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things going on in Raleigh right now with tax reform. I'm not going to get too deeply into issues with the governor this morning. I promised him that we'd keep it friendly and light today since we're having such fun up here in Edenham. But, you know, he's going to be faced with dealing with tax reform. And there's a lot of concern right now with, you know, with this Senate proposal of dropping income tax down, personal income tax down, that businesses are going to be burdened a little bit more. And I know that's something that the governor's concerned about. So we'll have to watch, see how that develops.
Yeah, that's going to be the ongoing problem for a while, and they'll get it straight.
All right, we are live in Edenham this morning. Michael's over here keeping me posted on who's showing up. See, here's the thing. Michael knows that all these guys that I went to high school with, that I'm not going to recognize them anymore because we all look a little different than we used to, don't we?
That we sure do.
Is it Jerry Peel? Where's Jerry? Jerry Peel had the best left-handed fastball at Chowan High School. You're right. How you doing, man? It's good to see you. We got a lot of friends stopping by here this morning. And I got, where'd Charles Britton go? Charles was sitting there. Charles Britton and I were in a soul band back in the day. You remember it, Wynn?
I do.
Do you remember the soul scene?
I do, because my cousin was in that band.
Yeah. And Charles Britton and Hannah Habit played the trumpets. And they had this little thing where, I remember this, we were at practice one night, and they were going back and forth, and they were they were kind of doing the trumpets over and under everything, and their trumpets collided, right? It busted Charles' lips open. Charles' lip was bleeding. Oh, Lord. 7:32, we are live at Edenton this morning. Eddie, good to see you. Hang around a little bit. We'll let you talk to your boss in a minute if you want to.
All right, I'll hang around a little while.
He might have some instructions for you today or something.
If I leave, tell him I had to go. I had another meeting to represent him. You know.
Well, we should say, too, that the governor's going to be in Elizabeth City this coming week, is he not?
Yeah, the governor will be in Elizabeth City Monday for a Main Street walking tour, have lunch at a local restaurant, meet and greet, and then walk down the Main Street and visit a couple of small businesses.
So you folks up in Elizabeth City, if you're listening to us this morning, Edenton gets the governor tomorrow, and then Elizabeth City on Monday. So,
that's right.
And Ed will be walking through the downtown Elizabeth City area with him. That's a lot of fun. We did that in Greenville a couple weeks ago, had a big turnout up there. I know a lot of folks will show up to meet and greet him up there as well.
That's right.
All right. Good to see Michael here. Michael, thank you again from Albemarle Bank for sponsoring us this morning.
We're glad to have you here in Edenton. And Henry, appreciate you being here and helping us with celebrate the 300th anniversary.
Yeah, and let me know if Eric comes. I want to talk to Eric this morning, who's the main dog over at is he the CEO now of Albemarle Bank?
CEO.
Right. Okay. We'll talk to him. And Wynn, you're going to be around this morning. Thank you for all you're doing as well.
Absolutely. I'll be here if you need to talk back to us. But thank you for being here. Thank you for everything you've done to promote the 300th celebration that we're having here this month.
Well, we're excited about it, and anybody, you're the producer this morning, so anybody you want us to talk to, bring them over. We're just going to have fun between now and 9 o'clock right here on the Edenton waterfront here in downtown Edenton, right here on this beautiful spot right next to the Penelope Barker House. All right, let's check some sports headlines brought to you by Overton's, 7:34. We got to kind of stay on schedule here because the governor's going to call in about 11 minutes, McGee, so here's McGee on sports.
Yeah, we'll keep it quick, and bizarre story from last night. NASCAR legend Dick Trickle was found dead in a Lincoln County cemetery from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Deputies say the county's communications center received a phone call shortly after noon Thursday, apparently from Trickle, that said, quote, there would be a dead body and it would be his. A return call from that communication center got no answer. Emergency workers found Trickle's body lying near his pickup truck at Forest Lawn Cemetery in Boger City. The 71-year-old Trickle was in more than 2,000 NASCAR races throughout his career. Ben Lively tossed a complete game four hit shutout, helping UCF to a 2-0 win over East Carolina Thursday night in game one of a pivotal Conference USA series. Jeff Hoffman was hit with the loss for the Pirates, which drops TCU now to 12-10 in league play, 28-24 overall. Game two tonight at 6 o'clock. And in ACC action, number 7 Virginia knocked off number 2 North Carolina, 10-4, and number 5 NC State dropped Duke, 5-2. So watch out again for ECU in game two tonight with UCF. And, of course, some pivotal ACC showdowns as well. Big win for UVA at Bosch Gymnasium last night in Chapel Hill. Tim?
All right, very good. Our sports update brought to you by Overton's in Greenville, now selling both live and frozen bait, ballyhoo, cigar minnows, finger mullets, red worms, and night crawlers. And they should be able to handle all your freshwater and saltwater fishing needs. Live bait now at Overton's in Greenville on Red Banks Road, 735. Billy Weaver back live in our studio in Greenville with our news headlines coming up next. And then we're back live in Edenton, North Carolina. The governor will join us by telephone when we come back. And we'll continue to celebrate on this beautiful spot here, the 300th anniversary of this beautiful place here, Edenton, North Carolina. We will be right back with more Talk of the Town.
Hello, I'm Jeff Boltenhouse, Vice President of HealthWise Pharmacy. Did you know enlargement of the prostate is one of the most common urological diagnoses in men under the age of 50? Symptoms include painful urination, straining to urinate, weak stream, and urinating two or more times at night. Flomax and Avodart are often prescribed, but they can cause harmful side effects such as decreased libido and impotence. HealthWise Pharmacy carries Peanuts, which contains a blend of natural ingredients that is patented to reduce PSA and guaranteed to improve urinary symptoms. Ask our pharmacist about Peanuts today and begin living life better.
If you want to learn to play the guitar, you'd first need to get one. Getting some sheet music might be next. An instructor would be nice, too. The same is true at Vantage South Bank. Our first order of business is friendly and simple with a good foundation. It's that way with every small to mid-sized business we serve here in Eastern North Carolina. We listen, we set goals, we work together. We show you what a community bank should be about. And recently, that community grew. Vantage South now welcomes East Carolina Bank to our family. The change isn't designed to make us bigger, but make us better. you'll see the same familiar faces and same level of service, but with expanded resources, experience, and expertise. Let's meet in person. To find the nearest branch, visit VantageSouth.com. Vantage South is here for life and all parts of your life. But Vantage South's first order of business will always be you and creating something terrific together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Computers. What would we do without them? When I have a problem with my PC, I take it to University PC Care. Voted best computer repair in Greenville by the Greenville Times. These guys can resolve any computer issue. Have an Apple? They can fix that too. That's right. University PC Care is the only Apple authorized service provider east of Raleigh, servicing Apple computers with genuine parts. Call Ashton and the pros at University PC Care, 558-1280, located on Fire Tower Road between Charles and Arlington Boulevard, or University PC Care.
Well, you should think about saving a lot of money on your next car repair. Or how about an oil change for just $14.95? You heard that right. Meineke is offering a $14.95 oil change right now at their Fire Tower Road location in Greenville. Also, for a limited time, Meineke is offering 50% off brake pads. And here's a shocker for you. Did you know Meineke is one of the largest tire dealers in the entire nation? It's true. And right now, Meineke is in the midst of the biggest tire sale ever. So when you think of Meineke, think about all of that. Let's review now. Oil changes for $14.95, brake pads for 50% off, and you know you need new brake pads. This is the perfect time to get them while they're 50% off at Meineke, and the largest tire sale ever in Greenville. Where? Meineke Car Care, Fire Tower Road in Greenville. That's right, Meineke Car Care. Now, what else do you need to know?
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning, everyone. It is currently 7:39, 68 degrees and rising in Greenville. I'm Billy Weaver, and this is a look at your WITN news headlines. We're gathering details about an overnight home invasion and robbery. Here's what we know so far. Greenville police say just before 1 a.m. this morning, four black men in their mid-20s broke into an apartment with a handgun. This was at the Rosemont Apartments. Police say the four men were calling out someone's name specifically, but they broke into the wrong unit. Police say they didn't find the person they wanted, but they did find an Xbox 360, a couple of games, TV, and two cell phones they wanted. And, of course, they got out with those items. The robbers took off, and no one was injured. The investigation continues for Greenville Police. Deputies say a man stole and then sold an antique bathtub and other metals from a house while the owners were out of town. The Pitt County Sheriff's Office says 36-year-old Joseph Panicelli of Farmville admitted to stealing the tub and some other metals from a Winterville home. The homeowner reported the items missing after returning from vacation on Sunday. The items were sold to Fox Recycling. Panicelli faces several charges and was placed in the Pitt County Detention Center under a $5,000 bond. Groundbreaking news to tell you about today. From 1 to 2, today, Ghost Science will break ground on their new facility. The organization promises some hands-on science and math features with more ways to learn about those basics plus engineering and technology. That's at 729 Dickinson Avenue in Greenville. You can register online to attend. Today, a group of concerned Boy Scouts of America parents, Scoutmasters, Eagle Scouts, and other leaders are starting a nationwide series of rallies to support the current membership policy when it comes to not allowing openly homosexual members or leaders. In our state, Charlotte and Raleigh are two sites that will hold rallies today around noon. This while some delegates consider a change to Boy Scout Association membership rules. The National Council votes on possible rule changes allowing openly gay members coming up on May 23rd. It is currently 7:42, 68 degrees in Greenville. I'm Billy Weaver, and that's a look at your WITN news headlines.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Mixed clouds and sun for your Friday with a 30% chance of late day shower or thunderstorm. Highs from 85 to 89 degrees. For tonight, mild with a 40% chance of a thunderstorm. Lows in the mid-60s. Saturday, partly sunny skies with the temps a bit cooler. High of 82 degrees. Should make for a good day here in Edenton. For all the festivities going on for the anniversary for tomorrow night, a slight rise in humidity keeps around the chance of an isolated shower or two. Lows in the upper 60s. And for Sunday, temps dip slightly with a 40% chance of a shower or storm. Right now, the current temp is 71 degrees at 7:42.
All right, thank you very much. Here in Edenton this morning, our news and weather update brought to you by Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. You know, yesterday we gave away 4 tickets to the Preakness.
And I went to his Facebook page.
They had over 100 likes on Homer's Facebook page yesterday, and I've got the winner. This morning, he said that he picked Greg Lewis, was the first name drawn out. Greg is a teacher at D.H. Conley, and Homer says, Greg, if you're listening this morning, you need to call him so you can work it out. But Greg only wanted 2 tickets, so they picked a second winner, and the second winner was Trey Sloan. And if I don't find, he says, well, they're trying to, you're trying to get up with Greg's, with Trey Sloan as well. So both of you need to call. If you haven't heard from Homer yet, you need to call Homer Tire. Over 100 likes on his Facebook page yesterday if you try to win tickets to tomorrow's Preakness in Baltimore.
If that's the same Trey that I think I know, he is also a teacher and listens to the show quite a bit.
All right, well, good. Well, call us. Call Homer anyway. And thanks to Homer Tire for giving away those tickets to the Preakness. Call Homer Tire if you want to sell your home in Greenville, 758-HOME. That's 758-4663. Or you can visit them online at GuaranteedSellNC.com. And don't forget the Homer Tire Guarantee. He'll buy the home from you if he doesn't sell it by the price and deadline you need it sold. And as always, you can fire Homer and pay him nothing. All right, 7:43. We are live in Eden. We got a great crowd down here this morning. It's good to see you, everybody. Mama just showed up.
I know.
The general is here.
Better be any behavior.
The general has arrived. I got to straighten up. I got the sheriff out here. I got my mother out here. I got Ed Goodwin out here. And the governor will be on the phone when we come back, if he's on time, and he normally is. Let's take a break. We'll be right back live in Edenton. The governor will be here tomorrow, and when we come back, he will be previewing his visit to Edenton tomorrow with us live on the telephone from Raleigh this morning. Be right back in Edenton.
This spring's biggest sales event is going on now at Brown & Wood Buick. Now is the best time to experience Buick and its all-inclusive 24-month leases, like $199 on Verano, $239 for the new compact SUV Encore, or just $349 for the 7-passenger Enclave. All these include Buick Premium Services, 2 years maintenance, OnStar, and SiriusXM Radio. Don't miss out on the spring's best sales event at the new Brown & Wood Buick.
24 months, 10,000 miles per year, up to $2309 due at signing, plus tax tags and 40-month admin fee. Well-qualified leases only.
With Ann's Dumplings and Bases, good cooks become great cooks. Always a family favorite. It's easy to make chicken and dumplings with Ann's Dumplings and Base. Pick up Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base at Walmart Supercenters. And if you don't see it on the shelves, just ask for it. Ann's Ham Base is great for seasoning soups and vegetables and is available at Piggly Wiggly. Again, if you don't see it on the shelves, just ask for it. Ann's Old Fashioned Products. Visit the website at annsdumplings.com for all of Ann's products and cooking tips.
Hi, this is Preston Morgan, mail specialist at Morgan Printer. Our family's full-service, in-house mail system allows us to offer you the most complete and secure printing and mailing services around. From static print pieces that simply need to be addressed and mailed, to full-blown direct marketing campaigns, Morgan Printers can handle any size project totally in-house. When mailing is part of your marketing campaign, call me for a quote at 800-962-1972 or go to MorganPrinters.com. Morgan Printer, supporting the Pirate Nation since 1962.
Here we go.
Go Pirates!
Need $1,000 to $7,500 immediately for car repairs or insurance or rent or whatever? Call Time Financing Service. Apply and get your answer in less than an hour. Then pick up the cash at any of their 19 convenient locations. Apply online anytime, 24/7 at timefinancing.com or call Time Financing Service at 1-800-908-9862.
Put my money on you.
Practice your piano lesson.
Ah, would you listen to that? A steady whir of a bustling household.
Oh. I didn't do that.
Maybe right now would be a good time for... That's right, a Pepsi. Knock, knock, who's home? Refreshment.
Coming.
Sorry, can't talk. My mouth's filled with... Ah. Maybe we should put the blinds down and dance.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe definitely. This is like throwing a house party, but only inviting Pepsi and yourself. The Joneses have never had a taste like this.
Your dad's home. Ooh, it's game night.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
for now.
Taking your brain into custody. Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town on 103.7 WTIP.
Okay, we're back. Hang on, here we go. All right, welcome back. We are live on the Edenton waterfront. It is Talk of the Town here on Friday morning, the 300th anniversary of celebration of Edenton's birthday. It's been going on since November, and tomorrow is Governor's Day. And there are going to be two governors here in Edenton tomorrow. Governor Eden is going to be here, and also some guy named McCrory, we are told, may show up here tomorrow. Let's go to the telephone now, live from Raleigh somewhere this morning. I guess you're in the governor's mansion, right? Good morning, Governor McCrory. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you call me Your Excellency like Charles Eaton was called, I assume, right?
Well, I got to introduce you at the inauguration, and I called you Your Excellency.
I know, and my wife couldn't figure out who they were talking about. Like, who are they talking about?
How are you this morning?
I didn't know until I got sworn in as governor that you referred to as Your Excellency. My wife still will not accept it, so.
Well, you are Your Excellency, and the people up here in Edenton. Say good morning to all the people in Edenton, by the way. We got a big crowd out here this morning.
Hello, Edenton. I can't wait to get there and see the great courthouse green and see the water and the river. It's one of my favorite places in North Carolina, and we're looking for an exciting day tomorrow. And I understand I'm even get to meet the governor at a horse-drawn carriage, and I'll get to ride in the carriage and just get to meet some great people, and then I'll enjoy the afternoon and have a dinner that night, spend the night downtown, I understand. I'm looking forward to it. It's one of my favorite towns.
Well, I can only hope that you have weather as good as we've got this morning, Governor McCrory, because it is absolutely gorgeous. We are broadcasting live right on the waterfront here this morning in Edenton, and it is absolutely gorgeous down here this morning.
Well, I'll tell you, I've walked along that waterfront many times and just down. I've gotten already two tours of the courthouse there. It's one of my favorite buildings in North Carolina, and the beautiful homes and stores, and I just can't wait to get there and see the people. I'm just looking forward to it. And the history there, I mean, to think 300 years that we're celebrating is just quite remarkable. I'm really looking forward to it.
We got Ed Goodwin, your Eastern North Carolina office liaison manager here. I'm not sure what to call Ed anymore, but Ed is Ed's on the job this morning. He wanted you to know he got out early, and he's out representing you this morning. You know, one of the interesting things about your first few months in office, I think people are amazed at how accessible you have been and how much you're willing to travel around the state. So it's great of you to get out and support Edenton and be here tomorrow.
Well, one thing I learned as a mayor is you got to get out of the office. You got to, you know, if you get trapped in the bubble, especially here in the government sector of Raleigh, it can brainwash you very quickly. You got to get out and see what's really happening. I enjoy meeting the people. I love seeing all of North Carolina, and you know, I always said I was going to bring a mayor's attitude to the governor's office, and that's what I'm attempting to do. Just like the mayor of Edenton, you know, you got to get out and walk the streets and. That's the fun part of the job, so I'm really, really enjoying. I'm trying to get out at least 2 days a week and somewhere in the state and do what I call Main Street tours and just walk around and go into the stores and visit plants and talk to the people. But this is a special celebration this weekend. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, it's exciting for all of us in Eastern North Carolina to have you coming back. And we really appreciate you doing that. While we got
that's
you on
you, I was in Greenville just what about 2 weeks ago, and had a wonderful time in downtown Greenville there too. That was a lot of fun.
It was great having you there. You know, this is my home county, by the way. My mother is here this morning, and my mother said that if you want a ham sandwich while you're here tomorrow, that she'll bring it up here to the courthouse green for you.
She's got a deal. Let's do it. Let's do it.
While we got you on the phone this morning, how are things going? I know that the legislature, we got Bob Steinberg out here this morning. We're getting ready to talk to Bob, who's the first-year representative from Edenton, who's doing a great job. And there's a lot of things in the works. I noticed that you made a comment yesterday about tax reform. You know, this is an unusual legislative session and that we're seeing real change in North Carolina, which is what you and others promised when you campaigned last year.
Yeah, I didn't come to this job just to keep the status quo. The state's hurt too much in so many areas, especially unemployment. We've got to change things, and I'm focusing, Henry, on really five major areas. One is we've got in legislative areas, vocational training passed because that's part of our educational agenda. Commerce, we're going to be completely revamping Commerce Department to make sure we're more effective in recruiting and retaining existing jobs. We're revising the State Personnel Act, which makes it easier and better for me to manage good people and not have to deal with people that aren't performing the right way. We're looking at transportation. We're changing the whole formula in transportation to make it more flexible and to really deal with getting a bigger bang out of your buck and taking the politics out of transportation spending. I mean, we're just making some major legislative changes. So I'm focusing on those four or five areas right now, and the legislature is doing great working with me. And, I'm really concentrating on the operations of state government, which has frankly been ignored for far too long. How do we deliver the services at the highest quality and yet at a less expensive cost to the taxpayers? And we've got a long way to go, but we're taking steps forward. That's great.
Well, you're doing a great job, and we love you in Eastern North Carolina. And we do appreciate. I know you're busy this morning, and you stepped away to talk to us for a minute and kind of preview your visit up to Northeastern North Carolina tomorrow. So we're very excited about you and visiting Edenton tomorrow. And we appreciate you taking the time to be a part of this up here, Governor.
Well, I'm leaving first thing in the morning, driving down to Edenton. It's only about, 2 hour, 20-minute drive. So I'll be leaving about 8:15 in the morning, and I'm really going to enjoy it. And I'm really looking forward to the dinner tomorrow night that I'll have up there, too. So I'm looking forward to the formal events and also more than anything else, just talking to people on the street. And I can't wait to see the waterfront, too. I love the incredible area along the green, the courthouse green. It's one of the most beautiful spots in the country.
Bring your golf clubs. Daniel Summerall's out here from Scotch Hall. He says he's going to hook you up if you want to play one of the most beautiful golf courses in the country. This is an Arnold Palmer golf course up here, Governor. If you hadn't played it yet, you need to play it. And the reason I'm bringing that up and promoting it so much is because I want to play there later this morning.
Why don't you play with us tomorrow sometime or Sunday? We might need to get a game. I might need to. Don't tell anyone. I know that no one's listening right now. I might try to get a game of golf and some relaxation.
Who do you think you are, the President of the United States?
Yeah, just between you and me. I'd love to have you come. I heard some great courses down there. And that's my serenity, is to get away occasionally. I've gotten three games in, and it's just great. But I'm more than anything looking forward to the great event down in Easton. That's going to be great.
Governor,
staying in a great place downtown, too. A great little hotel or bed and breakfast I'm really looking forward to, too.
Well, you will love it here. You will absolutely love it. And the sheriff's out here, Sheriff Goodwin's out here, and he said to tell you not to speed coming into town or you'll get a ticket.
I'll have to leave early in the morning because I know he doesn't get up that early.
All right, Governor McCrory, thank you.
Give my best to Sheriff Lee. I look forward to seeing him.
Thank you so much, Governor McCrory, and we'll see you up here tomorrow.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, Governor Pat McCrory on the telephone with us live this morning. Oh, we got to get a break. Michael, can we do this break up to the – oh, we're out. Oh, we don't have to do a break. That's even better. That's even better. Why didn't you tell me before I cut the governor off?
He told me.
See, it's great to have Governor McCrory coming up here, and going to be a big day. Let me get Daniel Summerall over here real fast. While we got a minute, we'll go ahead and talk to Daniel.
And I can take your place, too, in that foursome with the governor, but you can't play tomorrow.
You better be nice to this guy right here, Daniel Summerall.
Oh, I have been.
Oh, he's a golf pro at Scotch Hall. Sounds like you're going to have a busy weekend over there. You may have some dignitaries over there playing golf.
Yeah, Mr. Goodwin brought me up to speed, so I'm ready for the governor to come out and play.
We're excited about Scotch Hall. People have, of course, we were talking about there's two great courses here now. You've got Chowan Country Club, which is they've done a lot of work over there, made it a lot better. But, of course, Scotch Hall, I continue to say, one of the most beautiful golf courses in the state of North Carolina. I was telling a guy from Charlotte yesterday, he heard me talking about it. He says, you big golfer, he says, is that course really nice? I went, yeah, you need to go up there and play it if you haven't. How are things going at Scotch Hall, Daniel?
Things are going great. Really, really turning around. We've built 9 new houses. We've got a new beach club that's going to open up next weekend. New phase 1 of the marina will be opening up next weekend also. And we have the Avoca Classic coming back, the NGA Tour event, June 10th through the 16th. So we'll have the tour pros coming into town.
Yeah, you got the professional golf event going at Scotch Hall again this year. What's the date on that again?
June 10th through the 16th.
That'll be neat. I'm going to try to get up there and see. You know, I got to know some of those guys from being up here, not only playing the Scotch Hall, but Cutter Creek out in Greene County. I've gotten to know a few of those young professional golfers. They're great, great guys. And you know, it's really exciting to have the professionals coming back to this area again.
Yeah, we've had some notable players play there. Casey Wittenberg played there the first year, and he just played in Tiger's group in the last tournament, the Players' Championship. So it's always exciting. And Mark Silver, that won our event last year, he went on to win the Big Break Greenbrier. So he'd get it.
Didn't the guy just won the Charlotte 2 weeks ago? Wasn't he on the NGA Tour, too? Was that on the... Was that the web.com?
Web.com.
He was on web.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
As the players continue to say that those back-to-back stops, Cutter Creek and Scotch Hall, two of the best courses they play the entire year,
exactly.
By far.
That's the same message communicated by the NGA Tour to us. Yeah. Cutter Creek and us are voted the top courses about every year.
I've gotten to know Paul Apian, who was a great golfer at Southern Miss, who is now part of the NGA Tour, and he tells me when he comes to North Carolina and plays Scotch Hall and Cutter Creek, he says they don't play golf courses on the professional tour any better than that anywhere.
That's always great to hear.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Thank you.
And we're going to come over and see you a little bit later today.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Come check out our new amenities.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And we appreciate you being part of the WTIB Golf Club again this year. People couldn't have. We sold out of those things. We sold 100 passes to Scotch Hall in 10 minutes when we put them on sale. It was unbelievable.
And I heard we sold yours, too.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I was going to buy some. You got to hook me up.
No problem.
All right, Daniel. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you.
Daniel Summerall from Scotch Hall Preserve, the golf course. In fact, it's right across the bay here, right over in Bertie County, the Arnold Palmer Golf Community. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Some of your balls will be in that bay today.
If you're a golfer and you hadn't played Scotch Hall, do yourself a favor. It is quite a golfing experience. All right, we're live in Eden, and we got to get a break in. We'll be right back after the national news.
This is 103.7 WTIB.
Information is knowledge, and knowledge is power.
Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Davies. The first of three scheduled congressional hearings on the IRS starts this morning. Republicans are expected to voice outrage over the targeting of conservative groups. President Obama has condemned political discrimination. The House Ways and Means Committee, the first to ask questions.
Members of the House panel plan to ask outgoing Internal Revenue Service Chief Stephen Miller how and why the targeting of Tea Party and conservative groups happened and who was involved. A second top IRS official in charge of handling tax-exempt organizations has also put in for retirement.
ABC's Vic Rantner at the Capitol. The death toll in Granbury, Texas is still 6, while the search through the tornado wreckage continues. Officials don't think they'll find more victims. This local resident lost her home.
My cars are gone, my house is gone, but my children are here and we're okay.
As many as 16 tornadoes struck the area. The Powerball lottery jackpot for tomorrow is huge. Top prize at least $550 million. The Mega Millions jackpot's $190 million. ABC's Scott Goldberg looks at the odds of winning both.
Let's place the Powerball. First number is up.
So you're greedy. You're hoping not just to win Powerball. You also want that pocket change from the Mega Millions drawing.
If you buy one ticket for each game, your chances of winning both are about 1 in 30 quadrillion.
Jeff Bergen is a math professor at DePaul University.
That's a 3 followed by 16 zeros.
And he says that's much better than March, when your odds of guessing a perfect NCAA basketball bracket were 1 in 9 quintillion.
And that's 300 times harder than winning both of these jackpots at the same time.
Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Scientists are volcano watching in Alaska, where a remote mountain continues to erupt, spewing lava and ash clouds. The Alaska Volcano Observatory says a continuous cloud of ash, steam, and gas can be seen 20,000 feet above sea level. This is ABC News.
Hi, Tom Bodette, sharpening my memory with word association. I read a word, then say the first thing that pops into my noggin. Like dark, that's easy. Light, dog, fuzzy. Handsome, thanks. And Motel 6, value. That's because we always save you money on a clean, comfortable room. And lowest price of any national chain is more than one word. I'm a stickler. Book online at Motel6.com. I'm Tom Bodette, and we'll leave the light on for you.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More flyers are asking for wheelchair assistance at busy airports. ABC's Todd Ant on what experts are saying about the trend.
Requests for wheelchairs are up in many of the nation's busiest airports, likely from people hoping to zip through security screening lines. Ingrid Tischner is Director of Development and Communications for the Disability Rights and Education Defense Fund.
Like any system, there is going to probably be some level of abuse or what other people would call fraud.
And what about those who really need assistance?
The most obvious problem that it causes is that it draws much-needed resources away from the people who actually need them.
But Tischner says while wheelchair requests are up, the system isn't failing. Todd Ant, ABC News.
Newspaper and radio ads for gold investments are pretty common, but is gold worth it? The price of gold is down again this morning, a seventh daily loss in a row. Gold down nearly 5% this week. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning, everyone. It is currently 8:04, 68 degrees here in Greenville. Temperature rising today. I'm Billy Weaver, and this is a look at your WITN news headlines. We're gathering details about an overnight home invasion and robbery. Here's what we know so far. Greenville police say just before 1 a.m. this morning, four black men in their mid-20s broke into an apartment with a handgun. This was at the Rosemont Apartments. Police say the four were calling out someone's name specifically, but they broke into the wrong unit. Police say they didn't find the person, but they did find an Xbox 360, a couple of games, a TV, and two cell phones they wanted, and they, of course, took them. The robbers took off, and no one was injured. The investigation continues this morning. Deputies say a man stole and then sold an antique bathtub and other metals from a house while the owners were out of town. The Pitt County Sheriff's Office says 36-year-old Joseph Panicelli of Farmville admitted to stealing the tub and some other metals from a Winterville home. The homeowner reported the items missing after returning from vacation on Sunday. The items were sold to Foss Recycling. Panicelli faces several charges and was placed in the Pitt County Detention Center under a $5,000 bond. Groundbreaking news to tell you about happening today from 1 to 2 p.m. Go Science will break ground on their new facility. The organization promises some hands-on science and math features with more ways to learn about those basics, plus engineering and technology. That's at 729 Dickinson Avenue in Greenville. Registration online, or you can register online if you want to attend. Today, a group of concerned Boy Scouts of America parents, Scoutmasters, Eagle Scouts, and other leaders are starting a nationwide series of rallies to support the current membership policy when it comes to not allowing openly homosexual members or leaders. In our state, Charlotte and Raleigh are two sites where the rallies will be held around noon today. This while some delegates consider a change to Boy Scout Association membership rules. The National Council votes on possible rule changes to allow openly gay members on May 23rd. And we'll be watching to see a suspected bank robber in the East if he'll make his first court appearance today. 39-year-old David Charlo of Onslow County was arrested in Pender County last night. Deputies say he robbed the First Citizens branch in Sneed's Ferry earlier that afternoon. Onslow County Sheriff Ed Brown says a bank teller was handed a note with a death threat if money wasn't handed over. Charlo has several DWI convictions along with another conviction for an assault on a female. It is currently 8:07, 70 degrees here in Greenville. I'm Billy Weaver, and that's a look at your WITN news headlines.
103.7 WTIB weather.
Mixed clouds and sun to start your day. A slight chance of an afternoon shower or storm. With a high of 88 degrees for your Friday for tonight. Mild with a 40% chance of a shower. Lows in the mid-60s. Saturday, partly sunny skies with a 40% chance of a thunderstorm. Lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow night with a 30% chance of a late shower or storm in the evening. Not too good. Depends on what that cold front coming in today will do. For Sunday, temps dip slightly into the lower 80s. High of 81 degrees to be exact, with a 40% chance of an isolated shower or storm. We are live on location this morning in Edenton, and we get hour number two underway right after this timeout.
If your mortgage rate could talk, would it sound like this?
Or would it sound like this?
If it was a means of transportation, would it be a submarine?
Or would it be an airplane?
If it had tickets to the game, would it be sitting courtside?
Or would it be up in the nosebleeds?
Don't settle for high mortgage rates. Switch to Select Bank and Trust today and ask about our limbo mortgage to see how low we can go. SelectBankandTrust.com. Select Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Life. It's all about choices. Good thing Bob Barber Honda gives you plenty, like the new Honda Odyssey LX. Pick your color and pay just $269 a month for a limited time. Or try a new Honda Fit Sport on for size. It fits anyone's budget at just $149 a month. Love Civics? You'll heart the new Honda Civic LX from Bob Barber for just $139 a month. Of course, if pre-owns are more your style, tap over to BobBarberHonda.com. Plenty of pre-owns, plenty of choices. And if bad credit is keeping you locked up, then come see the credit recovery pros at Bob Barber Honda. Let us help you get a new ride and get you back on the road to credit redemption. We're Bob Barber Honda at the big point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard, Greenville. Call 800-NEXT-HONDA or visit BobBarberHonda.com.
Bob Barber Honda.
36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $4,500 total due at signing with approved credit.
Forbes.com recently designated it one of America's prettiest towns. Edenton, North Carolina, a waterfront village with southern grace and colonial history. Edenton first served as the first colonial capital and survived the Revolutionary and Civil Wars largely intact. Visitors today will find historic homes and three National Historic Landmarks preserving their heritage for future generations. Edenton boasts an active downtown district where you'll find unique shops, eateries, and other businesses serving as residents and visitors. There's plenty to do and see with guided tours offered daily. This year, Edenton celebrates its 300th anniversary and there's several event schedules. Have you been to Edenton? See the upcoming events calendar and learn more at visitedenton.com.
Farmers Foods in Edenton, American owned and operated. Farmers Foods in Edenton, where meats are cut fresh daily. Farmers Foods in Edenton. Save a penny off a gallon of gas for every $5 you spend. See store for details.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., equal housing lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, branch manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Okay, welcome in. We are live on location in Edenton, North Carolina this morning, one of the most beautiful spots in the country. All the TV audience joining us here now for the second hour. And we're playing this back on TV at night. And if you are not here today, look at what you're missing back there. This is a beautiful morning in Edenton. We're on the radio, of course, across eastern North Carolina, 103.7. This is a big weekend in Edenton. McGee is here, not just because McGee gets to play Scott Chall today.
Makes it even bigger. Even bigger.
By the way, I got you hooked up with Daniel. He says he's going to take care of you.
Good.
I told him that you had a tendency to tear up the greens and drag your feet across the greens.
Every now and then, get 11 foot on the greens.
Yeah. This is the 300th anniversary of Eatonton, and tomorrow is Governor's Day here. We had Governor McCrory on with us last hour. He's going to be here tomorrow. Governor Eden himself is going to be making an appearance here this morning. Going to be telling you about all the festivities. I got a lot of friends out here. We got a good crowd out here this morning.
Everyone here.
Yeah, it's great to be in Eatonton.
It's been memory lane. I've been hearing little conversations. Your band.
Yeah.
All that kind of
stuff. I've got County Commissioner Emmett Wimmer just came up, and he said he had a surprise for me, and that makes me very nervous. I don't need any
makes
surprises.
Makes me excited. I can't
Emmett
wait.
Wimmer, and I can tell you that. But we are excited to be here this morning. Governor McCrory will be here tomorrow. He's going to be making a speech. We got a lot of friends here. And our program this morning is sponsored by Albemarle Bank. Our friend Wendell, who will get on in just a couple of minutes from the chamber, has put together a list of sponsors. I'll mention them all in a minute. But Albemarle Bank is our premier sponsor. They sponsored us when we came up here about 3 years ago. Eric Bergevin is here with us this morning, along with the mayor of Eatonton. Eric is the CEO of Albemarle Bank. And Mayor Roland Vaughn joins us here this morning. Gentlemen, how are you?
Fine, Henry. Good to be with you.
It's great to be back. Eric, hey, Eric, grab that microphone right there. Eric, the CEO of Albemarle Bank, good to have you back. Eric, how you been?
Been real good. Thanks for having us here.
It's great to be here. What a great spot, and what a great weekend. Mayor, it looks like the weather's going to be good. Maybe some scattered showers tomorrow, but the weather folks have got to cooperate because you got such a lot of great things planned for tomorrow.
We do, Henry. Our committee that we appointed back in November has been extremely busy. They put together a multitude of events that would extend throughout the year 2013, and this is truly one of the highlights of the whole package.
Yep. Tomorrow is called Governor's Day, and there's going to be, I know you're going to have the Maharan Indians here, the Chowan Indians are going to be here, and Governor Eden's going to come up on the boat across the water and meet Governor McCrory up here, and then the governor's going to make a speech in front of the historic courthouse. What a great day.
Again, Henry, one of the great things about living in this town, and for me particularly being the mayor, is the extreme willingness of the citizens to pitch in and make these events what they end up being, which are truly fantastic. It's an awesome community when you think of it in terms of people who are willing to work and invite people to come in, enjoy our scenery and our events, such as we're preparing for right now.
And, Eric, let's talk about what's going on with Albemarle Bank. Albemarle Bank's home office is here in Eatonton.
That's right.
You and I were just talking about that. You guys were crazy enough to put the mortgage on my house, but I don't think we've been late on any payments, have we? You had to try to foreclose on me yet. So.
No, that was a tough loan to make, but we made it. Glad we did. One of the best ones we got.
I'm being completely serious. I was telling you during the commercial and news break, I did my loan with you guys for my home about maybe 6 years ago, and then I refinanced it this past year, and I'm not lying. It's been one of the best banking experiences I've ever had. Your folks were great to work with, and it was seamless. And, you know, they just did a great job. So I know you guys are doing well. Tell us about what's happening with Albemarle.
Well, we appreciate the compliments, first and foremost, so thank you. It means lots of us to know what's going on with our organization and that our employees are representing us well. We're based right here in Eatonton. This is where my family is. This is just a beautiful spot to be based. We had a hard time getting started during the economic downturn, but we got it done.
Yeah, you guys survived through the worst headwinds that a bank could possibly start up with. And you're still here and doing and thriving.
Well, a little older, a little grayer for it, but
no, you're not. I
we
am.
Made it through.
You're not. I don't see any gray hair at all in your hair, Eric.
But yeah, it's gone really well. We've expanded out of state. We've got a lot of offices in Eastern North Carolina as well. We're starting to open up some full service branches. We have offices up in the D.C. area and the Chicago area. About 200 employees at this point, and we're lending about $70 million a month.
Million a month. How about that?
From scratch. Nothing all the way up to where we are today, making a little bit of money and employing some of the great folks here in Chowan County.
That's fantastic. And you, how many employees total do you have?
About 200.
200 employees. You guys have grown like crazy. Mr. Mayor, it's great to have not only Albemarle Bank is based at home office here in Eatonton, but you got some great boat builders here. I know you got Albemarle Boats. You got Regulator here. Colony, people may not realize that the Colony Tire World headquarters is here. This is Eatonton's a happening place.
Henry, on the subject of your sponsor, Colony Tire. I wrote two letters yesterday, one to Sarah Parker, who's Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. They had a session here last week and heard oral arguments on three cases that had been appealed up to the Supreme Court level. And while that was going on, we were concluding an effort community-wide to save our downtown movie theater. And there was a
Taylor Theater. I went there many times as a teenager.
Well, you'd be happy to know that Taylor, like the rest of American movie theaters, has been faced with the challenge of converting to digital projection.
Yeah.
And that equipment runs about $75,000 per screen. We have two screens, so we had to raise $150,000 to make it all work. Unbeknownst to anyone, there was an anonymous donor that offered to put up $100,000 if the community raised $50,000. The community raised roughly $57,000, and then at our council meeting Tuesday night, the anonymous donor revealed who they were, and it was Colony Tire. So we're blessed to have them in our community and greatly appreciate all they do for the benefit of the whole community.
Well, that's a great story. You know, Eden is just great. My friend Philip Horn and I drove in this morning, and we stopped at the coffee shop up the street, and the lady came to the door and says, "We don't open till 6:30, but do y'all want coffee?" And she took us in, and we were up there at 6. We were 30 minutes before the coffee shop opened. She let us in and had coffee, and, you know, that just doesn't happen in most places. So, you know, it's a great community with some great people in it.
Southern hospitality at its finest, right? That little coffee shop served as the beginning operations center for each day of recovery after Hurricane Isabel devastated this community. Everyone would head down to the coffee shop, get a cup of coffee, and figure out what stick or limb they were going to pick up next.
That's great. Well, it's a great community, and I know you've been, how many years you've been, you going to be mayor for life up here? What's the deal?
No, sir.
Eric says he may run against you next year.
No, sir.
That'll be fine. I'll pass the gavel right now. No, this is my 18th year, and it's been a joy and a privilege, each and every one of them. I have 2 years left in this term, and then I plan to sunset my political career. There's a death threat over that, too. It's been issued by my wife. So.
I think you're fine. Well, it's great to see you. Thank you for coming on this morning.
My pleasure.
Hey, good luck with everything. Aaron, good to see you, and thanks to Albemarle Bank.
Good to see you.
Thank you. All right, let me get Bob Steinberg in here. Representative Bob Steinberg, he's got a haircut at 8:30 this morning. So, I'm sorry, Representative, we're running late. Are they going to throw you out? If you're not there right at 8:30, you're an important man. They're not going to throw you out.
I don't think they'll throw me out, but it may be a haircut that I'll regret later on.
Bob Steinberg is the representative in the legislature for District 1 here. And I think he might be the only Republican ever elected to serve in Raleigh out of Chowan County. Is that true?
It is true. I think I am the first Republican ever elected out of northeastern North Carolina to the General Assembly. So that in itself is quite a distinction and quite an honor. And for a guy with the last name of Steinberg to be elected here in northeastern North Carolina, I think that says a lot about the folks here and the way the tide is becoming more and more conservative here in this part of the state.
Well, let me tell you this. You're doing a great job. I know you made front page news statewide yesterday with the abortion bill discussion. And you want to talk about that or not?
Sure.
You rather keep it light this morning, or can we talk about some issues?
Well, it's early. I didn't get in last night till about 12 o'clock. To make things even worse, I'm big on constituent services, so I try to make sure that everybody is called and all calls are returned, all letters answered. And I came out last night, I think it was about 10 minutes of 9, to get into my car, brand new car. Car wouldn't start. Had to wait for AAA for an hour and a half, so I didn't get home until after midnight last night. But
you don't have that Highway Patrol escort McCrory's going to have tomorrow to get here in about an hour and a half from Raleigh?
No, I don't have that. As a matter of fact, what made things even worse, I couldn't get back into my office or the legislative building because I left my card at home to give me access after hours. So I was really it was a fun night last night.
Sounds like it.
Piece that you're referring to of legislation, it all centered around a committee meeting on Wednesday, and there was a bill in front of us that this is crossover week, and of course crossover week you see a lot of activity nerves are frayed because people were just ingesting so much and having to make decisions on bills in such a quick manner.
And you guys have been there every night this week, late at night. You guys have, the sessions have gone to midnight and after almost every night this week, haven't they?
Absolutely. We were on the floor most every night, about 11:15, quarter of 11. So it was a long week, and that's starting at 2 o'clock. But in this particular bill, I had just voiced an objection to a provision that was in this proposed piece of legislation, which was restricting access to birth control pills. And I'm probably about as strong a right-to-life person as anybody anywhere. I've been fighting on this issue ever since Roe v. Wade, and will continue to fight for it. But I just felt like, the reason I took the stand I did on this particular issue was I am absolutely, positively against unwanted pregnancies. I believe unwanted pregnancies lead to abortion. And so at the end of the day, for a conservative, I made a statement that initially had, raised the ire of some. But at the end of the day, when we hit the House floor at night, I think the caucus had an opportunity to think about this and thought that perhaps maybe I was well positioned. And so we offered an amendment on the House floor to delete this from that particular piece of legislation, and it passed and did pass in a bipartisan manner. So I'm happy about that. But it was an interesting week as far as the news coverage goes.
Well, the Speaker of the House is warning all of you in the legislature not to overreach. And I when I read your comments in the News Observer yesterday, that's kind of what was going through my mind. When you have an abortion bill and an anti-Obamacare bill, I think we can all support that, but we have to be careful not to overreach. I know that Tom Tillis has been saying that, the reason that Republicans are controlling the state right now is because the Democrats overreached. And so Republicans have to be careful, Bob.
Well, we're getting excellent leadership from Speaker Tillis. He is a wonderful human being. He's a very fair man in the way he conducts business in the House. Even the minority party finds him endearing in many ways. And I believe that your comments and you're suggesting his comments about overreach is spot on. I think we now need to refocus where we are. We've run a lot of bills on education. We've with school choice and so forth, and there are obviously these other social issues that we've been running bills on. And I think in the final weeks of this particular session, I say final weeks, we may be final months, because I don't think this thing is ending anytime soon. I believe that we need to just make sure that we're back and focusing on jobs and the economy. Now, yesterday, the House revealed its tax plan. And if your listeners would like to hear a little bit about that, I'm more than happy with what limited time we have to just maybe highlight a few things.
Yeah, actually, that was going to be my next question, because we heard the Senate's plan. Well, we heard the skeleton of the Senate's plan. Senator Berger unveiled his one, but we didn't get a lot of meat with that. But I have not had a chance yet to kind of dive into what the House revealed yesterday. But is it similar to what we saw with the Senate? Is it basically going to be lower income taxes, higher sales taxes, and service taxes, or not?
Well, the as you suggest, the Senate plan was very broad. I think, with all due respect to the Senate, perhaps maybe too draconian. The House plan that was introduced yesterday calls for more incremental changes, which I've been supporting from day one upon my arrival in the legislature. My concern with the Senate plan is that it's making such dramatic changes so quickly that we may find ourselves in a position, if this doesn't work, that in year two of this budget plan, we're finding ourselves with cash shortages, perhaps maybe surpluses, but the point is we don't know. With the Republican plan that was unveiled yesterday, rather, the House plan, excuse me, Henry. The House plan has more incremental changes, reducing the personal income tax a little bit, reducing the corporate tax a little bit, keeping the mortgage deduction, things like this that were not in the Senate plan. So I know that the House members feel very strongly about this incremental approach to tax reform, and that's certainly what I'm embracing personally, and I'm hoping at the end of the day that's the plan that will prevail.
I like it. I like it when you say keep the mortgage deduction. That was the part of the Senate plan that blew my mind. I mean, You know, if you take people's mortgage deduction away, Representative Steinberg, I'm not sure that's going to sit too well with the electorate.
Well, if you took a look at the size of my mortgage, it wouldn't sit too well with me. I can tell you that. That's for sure.
And, yeah, and Eric might not get his payment on time from me if they do that. Eric, how do you feel about that? The representative says that the House plan keeps the mortgage deduction. You like that, don't you? Eric says he likes that because people will be able to make their house payments.
Well, in politics, Henry, you know this better than anybody. Optics mean everything. And although the benefit of the mortgage deduction as far as your state income tax is concerned is not as significant as it is on the federal tax return, nonetheless, it is one which raises the ire of some folks, and I just think it's a bad move. I think doing away with charitable deductions is another thing. People, yes, I know, give, you just heard about Charlie Creighton at Colony Tire, his very, very generous donation to keep the Taylor Theaters open. But the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, you see, most of the donations are being given at the 11th hour in December. And, you know, I don't want to question why people do what they do, but the fact of the matter is, on December 31st, that ends the calendar year, those deductions that they're going to take for those donations are going to impact their tax return. So I think if you take that away, my fear is that some of these nonprofits and so forth that get these deductions, our churches and so forth, will be hurt. And that's the last thing I want to see happen.
You got to go get your hair cut.
I do. Yeah.
Don't want you to be late.
Does it look that bad?
Yes. You need a haircut. No, you look great. And by the way, my mother actually says she is going to vote for you this time.
God bless her. We had that conversation.
She's never voted for a Republican, Bob, so.
Well, all things change, you know, in time, and I'm just glad to see your mother again. She's a lovely lady, and I certainly thank her for at least carefully considering that vote.
And let me say a special word of thank you also, because you were very supportive of me during the Board of Governors election in the House a while back, and I think you were one of the people that campaigned for me up there, and you were very friendly and to do that.
Thank you, Henry. Very aggressively campaigned for you. You're the type of person we need on the Board of Governors with your, not only your conservative credentials, but your ability to reach the masses of people and your sensitivity as to the issues that are facing the folks. And I believe that you are indeed a great addition to the Board of Governors, and I'm really excited about the opportunities that are going to be presented to you in ways to influence the Board of Governors in which they have never had before. So you're going to do a super job.
Well, I'm looking forward to working with you and Speaker Tillis and everybody. Bob, good to see you.
God bless you, Henry. Good to see you.
Bob Steinberg, representative from the House of Representatives here in Chowan County, District 1. We're going to take a break and come back. I'm going to get some of the county commissioners in here. Emmett's got a surprise for me, he says. We'll see. I need to get Wendell back in here. Wendell's got some other folks need to talk to from the Historical Commission, I think. We'll get a commercial break in, and we will be right back live in Edenton, North Carolina for the 300th anniversary celebration. Be right back.
Forbes.com recently designated it one of America's prettiest towns, Edenton, North Carolina, a waterfront village with southern grace and colonial history. Edenton first served as the first colonial capital and survived the Revolutionary and Civil Wars largely intact. Visitors today will find historic homes and three National Historic Landmarks preserving their heritage for future generations. Edenton boasts an active downtown district where you'll find unique shops, eateries, and other businesses serving as residents and visitors. There's plenty to do and see with guided tours offered daily. This year, Edenton celebrates its 300th anniversary, and there's several event schedules. Have you been to Edenton? See the upcoming events calendar and learn more at visitedenton.com.
Edenton Motors at exit 230 off Highway 17 in Edenton is the place for up to $10,000 off a new 2013 Chevy or GMC truck. People are driving from all over to see their huge selection of new and used vehicles. Visit edentonmotors.com. Edenton Motors, simply the best.
Everyone remembers the firsts in life.
My first car. Buying my first home.
My first real paycheck.
My first promotion.
The birth of my first child.
There's a bank here in North Carolina who understands firsts, as well as puts you first every time. Vantage South Bank, where the first order of business every day with every transaction is you. We first get to know you, know your business, understand your goals, and see that you reach them.
Vantage South is a decidedly different experience. Less red tape, more handshakes. The first place to turn when it comes to your business. We're a true community bank, providing a foundation for businesses that have their roots here. Let's meet in person. Simply visit VantageSouth.com to find the branch nearest you. And when you arrive, don't be surprised if the first order of business is something like,
"Let me be the first to welcome you to Vantage South."
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Running low on gas? Don't wait too late. Is your stomach growling for a snack or the kids screaming, "Gotta go right now?" Duck through gas stations and food stores located through eastern North Carolina have gas, snacks, groceries, drinks, and clean restrooms so you can make one convenient stop. Providing quality Shell gas, clean food stores, and restrooms, Duck through is eastern North Carolina owned and operated. Keep the car and the family filled up by stopping in a Duck through gas station and food store near you.
Stallings Mobile and Mini Storage, may I help you?
Yes, is this the Stallings Mobile Storage on B. Stokes Road?
Yes, ma'am. Can I help you store something in one of our mobile storage units?
Yes. See, my husband's on a fishing trip, and I want to clean out the garage. So, what size do I need for all my husband's junk?
Well, at Stallings Mobile Storage, we've stored everything from Christmas trees to boats.
And husbands, too?
Call Stallings Mobile and Mini Storage at 321-2300 for all your storage needs.
Okay, welcome back. We are live on location in Edenton, North Carolina, one of the most beautiful spots in America. We got some famous people showing up out here. Not only famous people from Chowan County here with me this morning, Tom Lamprecht has shown up in Edenton, everybody. Hey. Tom Lamprecht from Eastern Carolina News and Views. What's up, Lamprecht?
Well, it's a perfect day up here in Edenton, and it doesn't get any better than this. This is great.
Yeah.
Looking forward to some just a good day.
Yeah, you know a free golf round at Scotch Hall when you see it.
You got it.
Listen to Tom every afternoon from 5 to 6. He and Tom and Sadie every day on... they don't care about you. They want to know where Sadie is. Eastern Carolina News and Views. We got a lot of folks we're going to talk to here. Again, Eric Bergevin was here. Mike Hare from Albemarle Bank. I think they have left now. But Albemarle Bank is our primo sponsor here this morning. Thanks to... Mike's here. I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't see you. I saw Eric left. Also want to thank Edenton Motors, Colony Tire, Jim Elliott from Nationwide Insurance. Has Jim been out here this morning? Is Jim? I need to say hi to him. Also, Waterman's Grill, Edenton Historical Commission, Downtown Cafe and Soda Shop, Parsonage Inn Bed and Breakfast, Farmer's Food, and also C&J Country Meats. And Eric Hughes has shown up with a gift this morning. Eric knows how to get on. He brings me free stuff.
Yes, sir.
C&J Country Meats, you guys just opened here, right?
Yes, sir. Just opened last Friday, first day over here in Edenton. We've actually been open over in Berkeley County for years and years. My grandparents opened a long time ago, and I just came over here to Edenton last Friday and figured I'd branch out over this way.
So you guys got a old-fashioned butcher shop here, and you can go in there and get fresh meats and get it as fresh as you can get it.
Just as fresh as you can get it. Yesterday we cut up 8 hogs right in our shop. Everything's just as fresh as it can be.
All right, sounds good. What'd you bring this morning?
I brought you a little gift packet. I want to thank you for coming to Edenton, and thank you for everything you do on your show. We've got some fresh homemade sausage, Grandma's famous recipe, some hoop cheese.
I'm sorry, I can't eat sausage.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
You have to share with some of these people then. Got some hoop cheese and some nice thick pork chops.
Oh. Hear that, honey? If my wife's listening, we got stuff to grill out this weekend. Eric, thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here. Eric Hughes with C&J Country Meats, one of our sponsors here. And thanks to all of our sponsors here. And special thanks to this guy right here, Wynn Dale. Wynn is the, we had him on earlier in the first hour this morning. Wynn is the executive director of the Eaton and Chowan County Chamber of Commerce. He is responsible for having us here this morning. Wynn put all this together. Wynn, thank you so much, and good morning to you again. How you doing?
Good morning, Henry. Thank you so much for being here again this morning. It's kind of a welcome home for you. Hadn't been here in about 3 years, I guess. We need to make this an annual event.
Yeah, this would be fun. We'll do it once a year. That'd be great.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Where's Hank? My son Hank's over there. He is my producer, so you work that out with him. Oh, Lord, I see him talking to Emmett Winburn. That's trouble. Emmett, stop lying to my son about me. I know you're telling him lies. Also, Nancy Nichols is here. Nancy is with Edenton Tourism, is that right?
That's right.
The Tourism Bureau here?
Right. Chowan County Tourism Development Authority.
Well, Mandy, you have a big weekend planned for folks. This might be the biggest tourism weekend in the history of Edenton coming up.
I think you're right about that. Yeah. It's going to be absolutely wonderful.
Now, talk about some of the things that are going to be happening tomorrow. We've kind of given the schedule before, but let people know again kind of what's happening.
Well, you know that we'll have some Native American demonstrations on the courthouse green. And then the Silver Chalice will bring in the governor, the 1713 Governor Eden. And
how did you guys get him, by the way? That's a good trick. Did you dig him up, or who's going to play the role of Governor Eden tomorrow? Is that a big secret? I guess it's Governor Eden, right?
It's Governor Eden. You have to be here to see him and to meet him.
Now, what is the history of Governor? We were talking about this. Have we got any history buffs? Ed Goodwin claimed he knew all of this. But Nancy, now do you know the history? Edenton was the capital of the colonies, right?
The first colonial capital.
Right.
That's correct.
So was it North Carolina then in 1713?
It was of the colonies.
Yeah. So what was the colony called? Does anybody know? There's a trivia question. Anybody know? Jim Elliott, do you know what was North Carolina when it was a colony? Was it called North Carolina? Was it called Caroline?
The Carolinas?
Yeah. Bob
Quinn.
Bob's here. Well, Bob will know. We'll get Bob. Yeah. Bob, get over here. Yeah. Get over here. Bob Quinn's here. Bob is with the Historical Society. Let me put my sausage on the ground. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Bob Quinn from the Historical Society is here as well. Have a seat. We'll get to you in a second, and I'll get some of this history. But again, back to the schedule tomorrow, Nancy.
So when the governors meet down here at the waterfront, then they will be carried by carriages up to the courthouse green, and they'll meet everybody else there, and then the program will begin.
All right, and Governor McCrory is actually going to make a speech at approximately noon. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, great. And will there be tours of homes and things like that? Maybe the cupola house and all that.
In the afternoon, all the historic sites will be open for tours.
Yeah. Will Mayor Vaughn's home be open? I want to.
I'm sure. If anybody would like to, he would open it.
And when all the businesses are ready and you got lots of volunteers, people will be in colonial garb and things like that tomorrow?
Absolutely. Downtown's excited. I mean, the town has been working hard all week long, cleaning up. It's looking great. And it's just this whole celebration has helped just bring the community together. And we're all united. We're just excited that people are going to be coming in to help us celebrate this weekend with the governor.
It's going to be great. Nancy, it's great to see you.
Great to see you, and thank you for being here.
All right, let's talk to Bob for a second. You guys hang on for a second. I'll get Bob Quinn in here. Bob is with, now tell me exactly, is it the Historical Society?
Not exactly. It's called the Edenton Historical Commission.
Okay.
And I happen to be the chairman of the 300th celebration.
Right.
And the Historical Society, or the Historical Commission, is responsible for care of the Barker House and now the lighthouse, which has just been put on the front on the waterfront here. Very active in preservation and such like in the town of Edenton.
Give us a 2-minute history of Edenton. All the things that you would want people to know about the high, we don't have it like a couple of minutes because I got some more folks to interview, but I want to hear. Give us the highlights of why Edenton is such of significance in history.
Well, in 1713, in November, it became through an act of a privy council from Great Britain that formed a new town here in the Carolina colonies. And you were asking a question a few minutes ago about this being North Carolina. Actually, in the time of Governor Eden was the first time that it was referred to as being North Carolina versus Carolina territories. That's a pretty important part of it. Edenton was the first seat of government for the state of North Carolina.
I know the folks in New Bern sometimes say they were the first capital, but the truth is Edenton was capital of the colonies before New Bern was capital of the state.
And the capital moved from Edenton to New Bern. So we were, by law and by straight line, at the very, very first capital of the state.
And I assume that it wasn't called Edenton at the time, Governor, Governor Eden was the reason the town was named Edenton.
That's exactly right. And that was done until he passed away in 1722.
So Edenton didn't become Edenton until 1722.
That's right.
Right. What, do you know what it was called back then?
Yes, I do. It was called... It was called two things, actually, the town of Matamoras Creek, and then it was called Queen Anne, the ye old town on Queen Anne's Creek.
Okay. All right, now I got a couple more questions for you. We're sitting next to the historical Penelope Barker House, and this is where the Edenton Tea Party took place, right out here behind us. Did the Edenton Tea Party take place before or after the Boston Tea Party? Did they get the idea from us, or did we get it from them?
Actually, took place after, but there's a very important distinction there. The Edenton Tea Party was taking place as an open event. It was signed by 51 ladies here in town. They put their names, addresses, and so forth down on a piece of paper and said no to King George. Whereas in Boston, the guys were disguised aboard ships and were being destructive in the fact that they were throwing the tea overboard. A lot of the story goes on to say they were throwing the tea overboard to get the tea, to retrieve the tea. So we don't know for sure, but there was definitely a fact that this was a very historic event.
Now, we got other historic buildings here. We mentioned the Barker House, which is right here on the beautiful point here on Edenton Bay. But right behind us, we have the famous Edenton Courthouse and the Courthouse Green, where Governor McCrory will speak tomorrow. And I believe that 1767 is when the courthouse was built. It's still the oldest functioning. It's not still a courthouse, but we made that discovery. But it's still the oldest functioning courthouse building in the country, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, last week we had the North Carolina Supreme Court hold a session here, which was an amazingly historic event.
And one more building just around the corner from us, right up Broad Street here, is the famous Cupola House. Now, I've always been told when I grew up that the American soldiers would go into the cupola to see if they could see the British soldiers coming across Edenton Bay. Is that correct?
I can't attest to that.
Is that just something I made up?
It sounded like a great idea.
I think Emmett Winburn made that up in history class at Chowan High School.
I think it's a terrific idea, and why not? But I can tell you this. It was built in 1758 by the last of the Lord's proprietors. Yeah. There was one individual that was the land agent, Francis Corbin. And Francis built that. Might be fun to know that Francis had enough sense to put it in his name when he built it instead of in the British name. So after the Revolution, it was Francis's house.
Very nice. All right, so we kind of got to go, but is there anything else significant historically here that I've missed? I know we got the famous Edenton teapot over there that people can visit when they come to Edenton and see the teapot, which commemorates the Tea Party. What else have I missed? I know
there's one thing that you have missed, and it's easy to miss, and it's not necessarily a historic thing, but it's a historic marker by the fact that we are 300 years old, and while this ceremony is going to go on, we're going to have the absolute highest technology possible, take a picture of the entire group with a camera called a Wear 2, which has the capability of shooting from the end of the road, from Water Street all the way up to the Capitol, or to the courthouse. And in that picture, there will be absolutely no distortion. It can shoot a 360-degree picture, or 120 degrees with no distortion on the sides, and it's guaranteed that you can read the face of everybody in the crowd if they're looking at that camera from that distance. Yeah. And if you're wearing a lapel, it'll tell you, a lapel pin, it'll tell you what that pin says.
Now, is that going to be taken tomorrow during the festivities when the governor's here?
That's right. Yeah.
Well, that's not history, but that's pretty interesting stuff.
Well, it's interesting stuff that, boy, we're still progressive,
yeah.
Right?
No doubt about it. Good to see you, sir. Thank you,
Good
Bob.
Nice to see you again.
Bob Quinn from the Edenton Historical Commission. Nancy Nicholson's from the Edenton Tourism Bureau. Is that right?
Tourism Development Authority.
Okay, very good. And my friend Wendale from the Chamber of Commerce. Great to have all of you here. Thank you so much for having Talk of the Town down here on the waterfront this morning. It's been a lot of fun.
It has. I see a lot of friends. Like I said, you're kind of reuniting with a lot of old friends that you hadn't seen in a long time.
I'm nervous.
We've got a great crowd out here today, too.
Yeah, we do. Thanks, Eric. Michael, have we got to get a break? Let's take a break, and we come back, and I'm going to get some of my old friends, some of the county commissioners, and my Keith Nixon is the chair of the county commissioners, and I think we've got some other county commissioners out here, Jeff Smith and Emmett Winburn, who I went to high school with, and Emmett says he has a surprise for me, so I'm taking a commercial break to find out what it is. Because I don't want to get too surprised. And who else? Are we okay to go to break? All right, let's go to break. Thank you guys very much. Well, thanks again for all you've done for us here.
Thank you, Henry.
Nancy, good to see you. All right, we'll be back live in Edenton with more Talk of the Town right after this.
Sign and drive lease excludes deal fees, tax, title, and license. See dealer for sale.
How would you like a new car with no down payment, no initial payment, and no security deposit? I'm Matt Murchison from Greenville Nissan. We're making it easy on you at the sign and drive sales event happening now at Greenville Nissan. Listen to it again. Zero initial payment, zero down payment, zero security deposit, and a zero drive-off lease. Hurry to Greenville Nissan, one block past the Cracker Barrel on Greenville Boulevard. Check out the Greenville Nissan Used Car Authority, open now just up Greenville Boulevard. No down payment, just sign and drive at GreenvilleNissan.com.
Forbes.com recently designated it one of America's prettiest towns. Edenton, North Carolina, a waterfront village with southern grace and colonial history. Edenton first served as the first colonial capital and survived the Revolutionary and Civil Wars largely intact. Visitors today will find historic homes and three national historic landmarks, preserving their heritage for future generations. Edenton boasts an active downtown district where you'll find unique shops, eateries, and other businesses serving as residents and visitors. There's plenty to do and see with guided tours offered daily. This year, Edenton celebrates its 300th anniversary, and there's several event schedules. Have you been to Edenton? See the upcoming events calendar and learn more at visitedenton.com.
Albemarle Bank and Trust is the community bank, proud to be headquartered in historic Edenton. Albemarle Bank and Trust, a Westtown bank with locations in Edenton and Greenville. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Love your floor and love the savings on all Mohawk flooring products at All Britain Interiors during their Smart Strand Silk Love Your Flooring Sale going on now. See all the new market arrivals in furniture during All Britain's big Love Your Home Sale. 10 to 50% off everything. All Britain Interiors, located at 109 West Fire Tower Road in Winterville. Like their Facebook page or visit allbritain-interiors.com. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 until 3.
With Ann's Dumplings and Bases, good cooks become great cooks. Always a family favorite. It's easy to make chicken and dumplings with Ann's Dumplings and Base. Pick up Ann's Dumplings and Chicken Base at Walmart Supercenters. And if you don't see it on the shelves, just ask for it. Ann's Ham Base is great for seasoning soups and vegetables and is available at Piggly Wiggly. Again, if you don't see it on the shelves, just ask for it. Ann's Old Fashioned Products. Visit the website at annsdumplings.com for all of Ann's products and cooking tips.
This spring's biggest sales event is going on now at Brown & Wood Cadillac. To celebrate, all our 2013 models have 0% financing and great leases starting at only $299 for the North American Car of the Year ATS Turbo Sedan. Or for just $399, you can have your choice, the SRX Crossover or the full-size luxury sedan XTS. All include Cadillac's premium care maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Don't miss out on the spring's best sales event at Brown & Wood Cadillac. 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, up to $41.99 due at signing, plus tax tags, $49 admin fee, well-qualified leases only.
Welcome back. We're on the waterfront in Edenton this morning, and Talk of the Town, as always, brought to you in part by Advantage South, our first order of business, Advantage South, to get to know you, know your business, understand your goals, and see you reach them. Advantage South is a decidedly different experience, less red tape, more handshakes. The first place to turn when it comes to your business, to find the nearest branch, visit VantageSouth.com. Also want to remind you, it's going to be another great weekend to pick some strawberries. If you haven't been out to Strawberries on 903, this is the weekend to do it. The strawberries are perfect. I was talking to a Mike Skinner out there this week, and the strawberries are huge. You can pick them in the field yourself, or you can just go out there. They've got them prepackaged for you. They got that great asparagus and tomatoes and all sorts of produce out there at Strawberries on 903. They'll have the ice cream shop open this weekend. Take the kids out there. They'll have the farm animals out there for the kids, the pigs, the chickens, and all of that going on at Strawberries on 903 just outside Winterville. Visit Strawberries on 903. Speaking of pigs and chickens, Emmett Winburn is here.
Morning.
How you doing?
Morning.
Emmett Winburn was one of my best friends growing up. We were together at Chowan High School, and he is now county commissioner here in Chowan County. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
You got old. I'm still. I look just like I did.
Have you looked in the mirror this morning?
How you been?
I've been good.
You've been a county commissioner up here since about 1960, haven't you?
Long time. This term will make 16 years.
Yeah.
16 years.
So it's great to see you.
Good to have you here. We're very, very fortunate to have you here.
Well, I appreciate that. Also, Keith Nixon, who is now the chairman of the Chowan County Commissioners. How you doing, Keith?
Doing fine. How are you, Henry?
Good to see you. I've known Keith a while. And also, get the name right. I don't want to mess it up. Jeff Smith. Good morning, Jeff.
Everybody has trouble with Smith. How are you today, Henry?
Now, how long have you guys been commissioner?
I'm going on my second term.
How about you, Jeff?
I'm in my first term.
All right. Very good. So, Emmett's teaching y'all?
Jeff is our rookie, so we're trying to teach him all the ropes, you know.
Emmett is my mentor.
Say again?
Emmett is my mentor.
Oh, that's a problem.
Oh, my God. He's in trouble.
That's a problem. Now, you have brought a annual, but it's a 64 annual. That's way before my time.
Well, yeah, there were some interesting pictures in here. This
is the high school annual, actually the school annual from Chowan High School.
You were in the fifth grade and I was in the fourth grade, and I know your love of music, so it began here in 64. It shows a picture here of Henry.
Oh, my Lord, I don't even remember that picture.
Henry is instructed by Mr. Plyer.
Mr. Plyer, yeah, from Gatesville.
He
taught me how to play the piano.
So I thought that would be interesting. That's where you got started your musical career.
Which didn't last very long.
Well,
thank goodness.
and I just bought pictures to see what we looked like some years ago.
Yeah, we looked better back then, Emmett.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I guess you're right.
Let's talk about some of the issues here in Chowan County. We got the chairman of the commissioners here, Keith Nixon. Keith, how are things going up here?
Things are going pretty good, Henry. We just want to thank the town and letting us join in on their celebration. Most people don't know that Chowan County is the smallest land mile county in the state, but not population. And I think Edenton is probably the only incorporated town ever in Chowan County. Bob will probably get me corrected on that, but I'm they're our county seat, and we have a good working relation with the town council board.
And it's a big weekend up here, Jeff. County commissioners got some role this weekend in the big 300th anniversary this weekend?
Yes, sir. The county commissioners, the town, and the tourism authority have invited us to help with this celebration. Chairman Nixon is going to be part of the celebration, be riding in the carriage behind the governor, the governors. Yeah. So the county is really involved and appreciate the town letting us do it.
What a great moment tomorrow, and I hope the weather's like it is today because it's perfect out here this morning, but Keith, when Governor Eden comes across the water in the boat and meets Governor McCrory here, and you guys are all going to get in the horse and carriages and go up to the courthouse, it's going to be a great moment.
It should be. I think it's going to be a historical moment for us, and I think we all enjoy it. You know, I guess coming across from Greenville and you cross that river bridge, things change for you. You notice it's different. So we want everybody to come over to Eden and celebrate with us tomorrow, and we enjoy having you.
All right. Emmett, what are you going to be doing out here tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. They wouldn't let me drive. They wouldn't let me ride in the carriage. I wanted to. You know, country boy wants to ride the carriage. But I'll leave that honor for our chairman, and I'll just be hanging around, enjoying the festivities. And matter of fact, my grandson is in a contest. He won the essay contest. He'll be one of the people recognized tomorrow.
He's gonna be honored by the governor tomorrow, isn't he?
Yeah. Yes, that's correct. The essay contest. So that's
what are the big issues y'all are working on up here right now?
The budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's always budget time.
How is the economy up here right now?
I think it's improving. I don't think it's getting any worse. I think we're certainly not out of the woods yet, but the good work that my fellow commissioners have done, we've short term torn kind of ring.
Right. So, well, I appreciate you guys stopping by. Jeff, it's great to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you. Kent Keith, Jeff. I get all the names right. And Emmett Winburn. Emmett, take those pictures around and show everybody out here how good looking I used to be.
I will do that. I will do that. Your mother didn't even recognize you in that picture, so I mean, you know. She said, who is that good looking man?
I want to look at that annual before you leave. Good to see you guys. Thank you all for being on.
Thank you, Henry. And
thanks for all the hard work you do. I know being a county commissioner is thankless.
Yeah, well,
so,
we're honored to do it. I just want to let you know that Commissioner Wimburn's grandfather, I think, his name is in the old courthouse up here.
Right?
He was a judge, and he has judgeship in his family there, and he's, if you go in the courthouse, be sure to look up on that marble plaque because you'll see the Wimburn name. So.
All right, great. Damn it, good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Thank you. All right, very good. Let me get Anne-Marie up here. We got the city manager. And where did Jim go? Where did Jim Elliott go? Jim, get over here. I want to say hello to my friend Jim Elliott from Nationwide also. He's one of our sponsors today. And Anne-Marie Knighton is the town manager here in Eden. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Welcome home. We're thrilled to have you here.
It's great to be here. Are you excited about tomorrow?
I am so excited. Everybody has been working so hard, and it's going to be a great day, a fabulous day. And we're so excited that Governor McCrory is coming to help us commemorate the 300th anniversary of our town.
You know, I was talking to him earlier this week. He genuinely loves Edenton. You know, Richard Burke said the same thing. I think and Richard Burke, of course, and Mayor Vaughn are good friends. These guys might retire here. I've been pushing Edenton as one of the top retirement places in the country, and I think Governor McCrory might actually consider moving up here when he's done with his political career.
Well, we would love to have him and anybody else who wants to come and retire in our beautiful community. We've got a lot of good things going on.
Well, thank you for all you do. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to get you on for a minute and say thanks. I know you've been working hard.
We all have. Everybody has, and we're very, very excited and hope that a lot of people will come and enjoy the festivities tomorrow. So thank you.
Yeah, we hope everybody will come to Eden tomorrow. My buddy Jim Elliott's here, Nationwide agent. I wanted to get you on for a quick second. How you been?
Doing good. Real good.
And now, are you excited about the big weekend?
Yeah, like Anne-Marie was saying, I just want to kind of, you know, mention a few things. When things happen around Eden, it's really a community effort. You know, it's just so many people get involved, and that's one of the great things about Eden. You know,
well, I see you in Greenville from time to time. It's great to see you up here.
See you, Henry. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. And thank you for being one of our sponsors. And our main sponsor this morning was Albemarle Bank. My buddy Michael Hare, who is the vice president of Albemarle Bank, is back to close things out. Michael, thank you for doing this for us.
Henry, we are very honored and pleased to have you here today. And on behalf of the Chamber of Commerce and the Eden 300 celebration, we would like to make Henry Hinton and WTIB an honorary member of the Eden Chowan Chamber of Commerce.
Wow.
Thank you for coming today.
I'm honored. Thank you very much. And Wendell, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Henry, for all you've
Absolutely.
Done for us to help promote this anniversary. And we just want to say one last thing before y'all close out. Please come and visit us tomorrow.
We got 5 seconds. Thank you all for being out here. Good luck tomorrow, Wend.
Thank you.
And everybody come to Eden tomorrow and be part of Governor's Day. Michael, thank you. Have a great 103.7
WTIB, Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Now we can go right on to talking about 2016.
The Glenn Beck program is next.
Here's the latest from